Ivory Coast is in political limbo. Last month's presidential election produced a UN-certified winner in the West African nation. Alassane Ouattara is operating out of a UN-guarded hotel in the main city, Abidjan. But the loser, incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo, refuses to concede. Instead, he remains in the presidential palace protected by Ivory Coast's military. NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arkton reports.
I'm facing the yellow, sandy-colored hotel, which is the headquarters of Alassane Ouattara. It is protected by United Nations peacekeepers, Jordanians I see today. Their armored patrol carrier is parked right in the middle of the entrance to the hotel, and the whole place is covered with razor wire. It's like a fortress.
Rebel forces loyal to Alassane Ouattara also guard the aging Lagoon Front Golf Hotel in a leafy Abidjan neighborhood. Here, Ouattara issues declarations, holds negotiations and cabinet meetings, and is trying to run the country despite having no access to presidential or government offices. He says Ivory Coast is in good hands.
La Côte d'Ivoire est maintenant en de bonnes mains.
To strengthen his hold on power, Ouattara is vowing to seize control of the treasury and occupy official buildings and institutions, as well as the state television complex. But these premises are heavily guarded by Gbagbo loyalists, and any attempt to take them over may spark violence. Gbagbo's troops have also thrown a security ring around Ouattara's hotel and the residential enclave. The disputed November 28th presidential vote that led to this impasse was supposed to reunite the nation, which was divided by a two-year civil war in 2002. Instead, Ivory Coast is again a tinderbox. However, Gbagbo's army chief, General Philippe Mangou, says there are no plans to attack. Addressing his troops over the weekend, General Mangou said they would strike only if they were attacked. Stubbornly ensconced at the marbled presidential palace and isolated internationally, Gbagbo maintains the trappings of office. His supporters dismiss Ouattara as controlling nothing more than the hotel across town that they've scornfully dubbed the Republic of the Gulf Hotel. Not so, responds Ouattara follower Monsieur Izzy and his friends.
Il n'y a pas de République du Golfe. Il n'y a que la République de la Côte d'Ivoire.
Ceux qui disent que c'est la République du Golfe, il n'existe pas de République en Côte d'Ivoire. Il y a la République de Côte d'Ivoire.
Quand vous avez affaire à des gens,
they all say there's only one republic, the Republic of Ivory Coast, and their candidate, Ouattara, is its legitimate president. Back inside the noisy golf hotel, wait staff juggle orders from dozens of demanding customers.
So what's the work like here? Et le travail ici? Vous êtes très, très, très pris, pareil.
Oui, ça va bien. On s'en sort quand même.
Mopping his brow, head waiter Casimir Poulagna says they're just about coping. Ouattara's officials sound confident they'll be out of the hotel and working from government offices by the end of the week. Gbagbo and his close associates, meanwhile, face targeted UN, US, European Union and regional sanctions and renewed calls to step down. Ophébia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
All Things Considered continues right after this.